Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. What are we? We are optimistic. We are positive. We're excited about chiropractic, excited about reaching people with your practice and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. Your purpose is to become smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and what? A superior version of yourself. By ever increasing your awareness, your knowledge, your understanding, your motivation, your hands-on skill, your communication skill, and your mastery in the art of creating an exceptional life for yourself and those that you care about. Every single podcast, when we train, it's causing you to naturally attract more great new people, causing you to become more capable at motivating and persuading people, causing you to be empowered so you can make smarter long-term decisions, so you can just think better, assess the value of things, weigh the cost and the benefits properly. This is a lost art. And of course, you're energized physically, mentally, and financially. Oh, what a week, what a day. All the opportunities. Should we start today with a little master key awesomeness? Check this out. Part 10, study questions with answers. Page 96. Oh, the morning is starting early with people wanting everything. Let's see what this message is really quick before we jump into the master key. Do I want to mail this new client's Winner's Edge toolkit today? Of course I do. Duh. There's my response. That ought to get a nice reply. All right, let's turn that volume down. Listen carefully. Part 10, study questions with answers. Master key, Charles Hanel, page 96. What is wealth? What is wealth? Wealth is the offspring of power. Because it takes power to create wealth. So power produces wealth. People with no power cannot produce any wealth. This is personal power and all the things that make up power. Discipline makes up power. Work ethic makes up power. Intelligence makes up power. We'll be talking about the elements of power today. And remember what the Winner's Edge definition of power is. Power is your ability to make your life the way you want it. That is power. And there's different levels. There's the way you want it, and then there's the way you really want it. Heading back down to my place in Sunny Isles Beach later today. First class, like always. I'm living my life the way I want it because I have power. But there are levels of power. Notice I'm not flying in a private jet to Sunny Isles today. And then notice I'm not flying in a private jet that I own to Sunny Isles today. There's all levels to the game. And of course, you can never think you're special. And believe me, I do not think I'm special. All right, because I'm around stuff that's so far beyond me and so inspiring and so motivating. so incredible, the efforts that people put together that I'm in awe by and I'm fortunate to be around and learn from, be amazed, motivated. Oh, motivated. That's the topic. That's the topic for today, by the way. I just let it slip. A couple more things from the Master Key. How about point 92, part 10, study questions with answers, page 96, point 92, last one was point 91. Of what value are possessions? Of what value are possessions? House, vehicles, boats, jewelry, clothes. Of what value are possessions? This is unbelievable. This is why these are the best writings in history. Other than the Bible itself, the Master Key, the Science of Getting Rich, anything that's 100 years old, where people's minds were much more clear and not as contaminated as they are today. Possessions are of value only as they confer power. Now, I know you're hearing these words. Oh, okay. You hear the words, but do you know what that means? Can you stand up and articulate intelligently what that means? How do possessions confer power? Huh? Possessions are of value only as they confer power. Let's say you go down and you lease a nice vehicle. You lease some Mercedes. You lease an Audi. You lease a BMW. You call this a possession. Does that confer power? Well, it may, because it does have some status and it does make you feel good when you drive it and all of those things. It does make you look a little successful as patients pull up in the parking lot. But at the same time, it's a lease. I don't know any rich people who lease a vehicle. Okay? Leasing is something poor people do. And in fact, if you want to be poor forever, lease vehicles. Dave Ramsey has this right, as he did a survey of over 10,000 millionaires like myself. They don't have car payments. Okay? Like I say, I'd have no car payments. In fact, I can't even remember the last time I had a car payment. And I have like $100,000 vehicles. But back to possessions. Possessions are of value only as they confer power. Otherwise, they don't really have any value. They're just part of your life. So we want to make sure that when we have possessions, those possessions will confer some sort of power in a reasonable way without ever sacrificing ourselves financially. One other thing I want to share here. I'm going to flip a couple pages ahead, even though I would like to make a series where I just read all these points one after another. Oh my gosh, that one is so unbelievable. I'll have to save that one. Oh, that's just too much. If I read that one, we'll be here for an hour. Okay. But here it is right here. Last one. We're going to get into some topic points here that I think you're going to really enjoy. We're talking about our wants. Our wants can be satisfied by purely mental operations set in motion by the will. And where the supply is created by the demand. I'll decipher this for you. Supply is created by the demand. So when you psychologically demand and you put pressure on, and you commit, and you exhibit faith, you join a coaching program that you're not sure you can afford. That's demand. the supply will appear. You will cause the supply to appear. You will cause the money you need to appear after you commit, never before. Because it requires faith. Faith is rewarded by nature. You put demand on your body physically, right? Well, then the supply of increased flexibility, the supply of increased muscle will appear because you put demand on the body physically, see? You put demand on yourself psychologically. Well, a supply of a greater fortitude and greater psychological strength will appear, see? You put demand. You sit there and you shovel all day long and put demand on your hands. The supply of calluses and grip strength will appear, see? Supply follows demand. So if you want more supply of money, more supply of new ones, more supply of love, more supply of health, more supply of strength, more supply of anything in life that you want, you must put demand on the system. You can't kick back. Of course, all of you should be in the Winner's Edge group. It's great to be here hanging out with you today. Might be driving around, you might be at the office, you might be home. I wish I was there with you. I want to hear about your practice. I want to hear about the things that are bothering you. See if we can't generate some solutions. I want to hear what's happening in your money world, the challenges you're having, the successes you're having, your foresight. I want to hear about what's happening with you physically. You feeling good? You got a shoulder that's bothering you when you practice. You got a hip. You got a back that's bothering you when you practice. Things we have to work through. We're not supposed to feel good all the time. Wish we had a chance to really talk about the things that matter to you on an individual basis. So just know that even though you just hear a voice coming through some speakers, I am there with you. And what you have going on matters to me. Let's take a look at this topic, motivation. A little bit of a long lead in there. We got words, don't we? Motivation. We got inspiration. We got dedication. We got all these Asian words. It's not really Asian. It's at ion. And as maybe you've heard me talk about before, it's very fascinating that we have a chemistry or a physics term, ion, in our words. Like, isn't that crazy? Motivate, ion. Inspire, ion. Dedicate, ion. Ion. Positive ion, negative ion. Positive or negative. The state. Positive or negative? The state of being motivated. The state of being inspired. The state of being dedicated. And all different levels within. Let's take a look at motivation, though. What is motivation? Isn't this just this really weird, invisible thing? It is hard to define. I suppose we could look up the definition. If I was at a seminar, I'm sure I would be putting the definition up on the big screens, and I would probably define other similar words like inspiration and dedication. But for us now, let's just think about this. Let's talk about you. What are you motivated to do? Oh, I've got a kid. He's just not motivated. He just plays video games all day. Oh, he's motivated. He's motivated to play video games. There's no lack of motivation. You're just implying that he's not motivated to do the things you think he should do. But let's talk about you. Motivated. What makes a person motivated? What makes them get up and want to get after it? And there is a scale, a motivation level of a zero. Oh, I can't do anything. Okay. I need pills to be able to think. Okay. ineffective, all the way up to, I don't need anybody to remind me to do anything. I am a high production machine. Everything in between. Where are you? Why is that your level? See, I bring this up because think about this. Many times in dealing with people, people have questions and problems that are related to their lack of motivation. And there's no procedure or money flow system or scripting or marketing that can ever, ever, ever make up for a lack of motivation. In fact, in the faculties of the mind, let's see which one that motivation would fall under. We have memory, we have will, we have perception. Look at that, percept ion, percept positive or negative, percept energy, reason, imagination, intuition. Well, motivation and will sound kind of like the same thing, don't they? If you have a strong will, that's oomph, that's grit to get things done, well, then we've got something. So we want to be people of strong will. Now, what the trouble is here, of many, is that people are looking for a carrot or bait or some sort of reward or some reason. They're looking for a reason to be motivated. They'll call me and want me to like motivate them. They're looking for something to get them motivated. Okay, and that of course is somewhat artificial versus just being motivated and not even knowing why. I am highly, highly motivated and I have no idea why. People ask me why I have drive. I don't know, just cause. Tori, what motivates you? What do you mean? Isn't everybody like this? I don't know. What makes a shark swim around and want to eat stuff? It's just what it does. Okay? And you've got to determine these things for yourself. What makes you want to get after it here? And maybe you are getting after it. Good for you. And maybe you're lazy. Nobody cares if you're lazy. And also, nobody cares if you're not lazy. Because really, the only person who cares about yourself is you. And I'm trying to get you to care more about yourself. Oh, there's a few people in your life that maybe you do matter to them. There's people in your life that say you matter to them, but you just matter to them for their own personal reasons, not because you actually matter to them. But either way, let's think about motivation again. Let's do a quick survey. How good is your memory? How strong is your will? How good is your faculty of perception, being able to see what's going on around you and have that data be accurate? Be accurate. How is your faculty of reason, your ability to look at information and reason and make good decisions? Most people's isn't. Well, when it comes to money, it's not, because only 5% of people really end up with money. So their faculty of reason as it relates to money is an F. No matter how good it may sound like they know what they're doing. How about your imagination? How good are you at coming up with smart things to say to patients in all those unique situations you find yourself in? That's the faculty of imagination and action. Imagination is best expressed by the chiropractor in the moments where you have to think of something smart to say and you have no time to process it. It has to be immediate. It has to survey all the available data, and it has to be creative, and it has to be accurate, and it has to be smart. Basically, whenever a patient asks you a question, I hear chiropractors answering patient questions, and I can't handle it, okay? Because I think about what I would say compared to what I just heard them say, and I realize I have some more experience and, and I'm a natural at it and everything else. But we do want to continue to get better, including myself. Intuition, your ability to have a feel for what's really going on, that's accurate. It's about thinking accurately. And all these forces in the world are trying to get you to question what is right and what is wrong and what is true and what is accurate. But there is the truth and there is what is accurate. And that is what you want to move towards always. That is your baseline from which to operate your mind and your life from. Accurate thinking about love and relationships. Accurate thinking about all health and related things. Accurate thinking. Is it accurate to think that you should be a vegetarian? Is that accurate thinking? Well, some people that might be good for, but is that good for everybody? No, that would not be accurate thinking. In fact, I heard a guy say yesterday, the only real superfood on earth is red meat. That is the only true superfood. When you think about that, he might be right. You going to argue with that? You going to argue with that? Try to live on kale. No chance. Live on rice. Oof. What if you had to just live on red meat? Now, we're not talking about how you'd like eating the same thing all the time or whether or not you like red meat, but as far as the human body goes, Accurate thinking as it relates to everything with practice, with patience, with systems, with procedures, understanding time, accurate thinking and relating to employees, thinking accurately. Not you think one thing, but the truth is something else. And of course, accurate thinking as it relates to money. A few things I want to roll through here. Check this out. Why do some people get more done than other people? I don't know. Either you're motivated or you're not. And I'm certainly not here to motivate you. Either you're motivated or you're not. And if you're motivated, you're talking to the right guy. If you're not motivated, I can't help you. Maybe you should just quit. Had a chiropractor once. Really wasn't that motivated. Couldn't get anything done. Couldn't memorize anything. Couldn't add anything. Didn't really study. It was a guy in this case, and he was lazy. Now, he was married to a wonderful gal who was a dentist, so he was being lazy and riding off of her work efforts because she was motivated in her profession. And I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said this, and this shocked me. Me, Mr., you know, oh, let's fix everything. He goes, the guy should just quit. And I was just like, whoa, what do you mean quit? No, he's got to get after it, and he's got to study, and he's got to go to seminars, and he's got to get motivated. My buddy was right. He should just quit. And in fact, he did quit. Who knows what he does now? Problem in chiropractic is chiropractors are in too deep. You got 300,000 student loans, maybe some practice stuff. They get you in so deep, you don't have a choice. You have to make it. And by the way, you have to make it, and the only way to make it in chiropractic is to have your own practice. Otherwise, you will never make it unless somebody else paid for your education and you don't have the debt, okay? So, I'm really not motivated. Then quit. Nobody cares, okay? As far as Winner's Edge goes, we are here for the super motivated, those who want to be the most successful chiropractors who ever lived in their area. Okay, we are here to coach the gold medal Olympians. We're not here to make sure little Johnny and little Jenny get some time on the court that don't really want to be playing. Go home. We are here for the ones that want to show up early and stay late. That is what the Winner's Edge group is designed for, period. Okay, if you have a motivation issue, you are in the wrong place. We are not here to be everything to everybody. We are here to take people that want to do something great and give them all the tools required to take them to the top 0.1% of the profession. That is what we are. We are the Lamborghini. We are the cigarette. We are the high-performance modus operandi and group of choice for the ultra-succeeding powerhouse chiropractor. That's what Winner's Edge fills. There has to be a top in the world of consulting and coaching in chiropractic. There has to be the highest performance. That is us. And if that resonates with you, then you are in the right place. And if that scares you or intimidates you or you challenge that at all, well, then you are certainly in the wrong place. We are here for people who want to win. We are here for the people who are swimming towards us, not to chase the people who are treading water, who aren't sure what to do. Okay? Why do some people get more done? Well, we can study that question forever. Next thing. They do a study of college professors, asking the college professors if they feel they're in the top 20% of the professors in the university system in the United States. 80% of professors think they're in the top 20%. Why do people think they're better than they actually are? Only 20% are in the 20%. 60% of those people are wrong. Why do people naturally think they're better at something than they really are? Why is it that people learn a little bit and think they know a lot? Then they get on social media and talk about how great they are. Social media is so wild because it gives everybody an equal platform, okay? Without any qualification whatsoever. You can just say whatever, and you have a platform and you have an audience, okay? And then you have to sit back and you have to be able to figure out on your own if there's any merit or if there's any truth to what's going on here. And remember one of our favorite sayings, the empty can rattles the loudest. Why are people talking in the social media world? Most of the time they're talking because they just like to hear their own voice. Many times people are talking is because, of course, it's a drug and they want to get little likes and comments so they can feel good about themselves, which, of course, is just pathetic. All right. Sometimes they want to talk because they've got some damage and they want to, they're actually doing it for their own personal healing. But they're trying to, it's like the guy's talking about relationships. Okay. And of course, it's some divorced guy who got his nuts stepped on, and now he's going to get on there and he's going to tell everybody else how to have their relationship. What he's really doing is he's just doing it for his own personal therapy and trying to pass himself off as some expert. Okay? You see that? They're doing it to heal their own wounds. It's like the person who becomes a psychologist because of all their psychological damage. Get the idea? And then, of course, you got the wannabes and the posers out there. So it's very difficult to sift through all of that to get to who's really doing something or promoting something or teaching something or selling something or sharing something that is actually genuine and real and based in truth, and it will work without question. See, the real winners are operating very quietly. Okay? They'll have little glimmers of stuff on social media, but they're not hanging out there much. Like, for example, the other day I don't know how to log into Facebook. I didn't know how. I got to call up Katie and go, "Katie, what login? How do I log in?" I was supposed to reply to some messenger thing that was on there. I don't know. I didn't even know how to log into Facebook. And yet there's all these people in chiropractic on Facebook talking about how awesome they are. The real awesome people are not talking on Facebook, hardly at all. It's hilarious, actually. In fact, if you see some chiropractor talking a lot on Facebook or on social media, you know they're not a big winner. Okay? Because a real big winner is operating like a machine behind the scenes. Okay? And they don't even know how to log on to social media hardly. Okay? I make a post now and again just to let people know I'm still alive. All right? But we're talking about you and your own motivation and just shooting the breeze here just a little bit. Shooting the Breeze. And the purpose here really of this podcast is to get you to think more accurately about people that you see and think more accurately about yourself, because only when you think more accurately about yourself and you're able to see the truth in more things can you truly become much more successful. Couple things here on thinking accurately. We'll wrap this up. Chiropractor may have something that bothers them pain-wise. Say their back hurts. Every once in a while, they get a twinge in their back, and it puts them down for a couple days. And of course, commonly what happens is person will whine and complain, like, woe is me. My back hurts. I can't do anything I want to do today. Wah. They're mad. They're whining about it. Okay? All right? They want attention for it and all this pathetic stuff. Why wouldn't it be that if your back was really bothering you, that you weren't more happy? Do you hear what I said? You're in pain, something sort of has you down, and you should be more happy, not less happy. See, average people are less happy. Oh, my back hurts. I can't go do the stuff I want to do. Wah. Is that accurate thinking? Is that the smartest way to process that psychologically? Is that the smartest way to behave? Or would it be better if you thought like this? Oh, my back is jacked. Whoa. Okay, but I'm happy because it makes me realize really how bad things could get. I could be missing a leg. I could have a cane. I could be in a wheelchair. I could have to use a walker. I could have one of my main senses not functioning properly. Of all the million things that can go bad with a human body to ruin your life, my back is just bothering me. If that's all I've got, I'm doing great. Let's go get a pizza. You see the difference? That's the difference between thinking like a winner and thinking like a loser. Losers let physical stuff get their mind down because they're weak. The winner does not let physical stuff affect where their mind is. You see how they're separate? They don't have to be connected. My back is down, so I will feel down. You chose that. Way to go, winner. Versus my back is down, I'm going to be motivated mentally, motivated psychologically. I'm going to be happier that that's all that's going on, because the small hurts are always a part of life. See that? Now, I just shared something with you you probably have never heard before, and you never thought that way before, because you thought you're supposed to think that if something's bugging you, like my shoulder's ripped up and I can't push on people on the right side, wow, woe is me, hopefully some girl feels sorry for me, and how's your shoulder today? Versus, my shoulder's bugging me, oh, I'm glad it's just the right shoulder and not both shoulders. It'll be all right. What's for dinner? See the difference? One difference is losing thinking, and the other one is winning or winner thinking. The winner is able to control their thoughts, not let physical things control their thoughts, outer circumstances control their thoughts, or other people control their thoughts. You control your thoughts in the face and despite and independent from whatever is happening with you physically or whatever is happening in the love, health, career, and money arenas. You have to have your mind under control. And if those things can get your mind to go up and to go down and move you to and move you fro, then you're weak and you get what you deserve for being weak. Real strong people can have their mind under control regardless of what the outer circumstances or body circumstances or economic circumstances are. Do you see what I'm getting at here? That is psychological strength. That is psychological power, and that is what you're out to continue to build. Tori out. If you're a chiropractor looking to dominate in practice and in life, learn more at winnersedgeconsulting.com.